The numbers told the story, they always do.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Fubo, Sling, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. It's all brought to you by BetMGM Nevada. Gil Alexander, Jeff Parlay in the house as well, producer number 5 and 8, host of typically Bet Center on the weekends, but not this weekend as Jeff Parles. What are you hosting this weekend, Jeff?
Assuming I'm not bleeding to death by then, even though I think I stopped the bleeding. The point spread Saturday tomorrow morning, bright and early out here. Well, not even bright when we get in the studio, but 8 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow.
Okay.
And then I'll see you in 2 weeks, Gil.
Yeah, you're off next week.
Yeah.
It's wedding season for Young Parlay.
It's also a nice week off. It's been a while.
You. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Bruce Dobiggin, would love to see the walkover in golf with players wearing spikes. Again, we're not trying to hurt anybody with a literal walkover. We are literally walking over them. We're not stomping on them. Boy, I'll tell you, violent, aggressive listeners this morning. Mike Genitone, this is for you, Jeff. Hey, Gil, love your show. Thank you. Tell Jeff to put a tea bag against the area of concern. It will stop the blood flow. He's on it. Thumbs up from Jeffrey.
That was one of the things I read yesterday.
Jeff, rookie mistake.
I was half asleep.
Don't ever agree to the deep cleaning.
No, I had to. My teeth look so much better right now than they did.
Don't ever agree to the deep cleaning.
Well, hopefully I won't have to do it again. I have to go back in 6 months. So
updated the Charles Schwab. Yes, you should go every 6 months. Updated the Charles Schwab. Nick Taylor, the Canadian, with a 2-stroke lead over Chris Kirk, a 3-stroke lead over Max McGreevy and Scott Stallings, not to mention Bo Hostler, also 3 back, early second round of the Charles Schwab Challenge, by the way, in terms of big names. Jordan Spieth is 4 back at 4 under par here in the early going of the second round, and yet to tee off, also 4 back, Patrick Reed, Webb Simpson, and the world number one, Scottie Scheffler. Jason Weingarten joins us now from under a cloud of smoke in Southern California, also the host of the Wide World of Weingarten podcast. Good morning to you, Jason.
Good morning. How's it going?
Going very well. Do you have any golf bets this week, by the way, on this tournament?
Yeah, I have a couple. I'm kind of trying to look over at the leaderboard over there. I have a Patrick Reed top 10.
Ooh, nice.
So
far, so good.
I hate rooting for Patrick Reed, but I guess... Yes, I'm on team Patrick Reed this week. Dutch Open, I don't think I got much going on. And then I got some stuff going on in the senior PGA because Steve Stricker was one of the co-favorites, and he withdrew with COVID, I think. And nobody repriced the market for like 24 hours. I even gave the books, you know, the courtesy of waiting several hours before betting into the markets after.
It was a courtesy, yes. It's very good.
Yeah, I mean, I gave him several hours. I mean, I'm talking like 6-8 hours, like, you know, far more than enough time to reprice a market. And then I was like, fine, if you're not going to pay attention to this, then,
yeah,
you know, that's your problem.
It's no longer you taking a shot, right? It's them simply not doing their job at that point.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even talking like an hour or 2 hours. Like, we're talking like a full half a day went by and nobody bothered to reprice the market.
That is fine sports betting etiquette displayed by young Jason Weingarten right there. I support that. Would it be fair to say, because people are always fascinated, by the way, you talk about this on the Wide World of Weingarten all the time, what you're betting. Would it be fair to say at this point that besides baseball, which is always your bread and butter, that weekly random golf events, and by random I do mean senior PGA and not the PGA Tour, otherwise elsewhere I should say, is the most consistent thing that you are betting these days, if you did your whole betting inventory?
I bet a lot of like playoff stuff when you get into the NBA and NHL playoffs, and you can.
Oh, what do you got just, those? I never even asked you about them. What do you have NBA and NHL?
I had the Edmonton series price.
Nice.
I'd been betting Tampa Bay a little bit recently. I figured they're actually kind of good. And sometimes I'll bet live. So there have been a couple good spots for hockey totals lately. For example, there was that Edmonton game where the total got up to like 7.5, I think, even maybe. I think it was 7. And I bet the under because people were like, why are you betting under 7? I'm like, well, it takes 8 goals to beat me.
Jeff, Jeff, could you put that in the newsletter? Jason Weingarten, two-time defending champion, Stanley Cup playoff champs, Tampa Bay Lightning, quote, kind of good, unquote. You put that in there?
Yeah, kind of good.
Kind of good.
And what was the other? There was no. Oh, yesterday, I bet under 10.5 plus 157 or something when the score got to 4-4. And why are you betting under 10.5? Well, they have to score 11 times to beat me.
It's pretty pretty straightforward thinking. Yes, do it. Prove me wrong. Tip of the cap.
Yeah, prove me wrong. Exactly. The old prove me wrong bet.
I love the prove me wrong bets. And what about the NBA? What did you dabble in there?
I have Celtics series price. I think that's about it at the moment. Just been riding the Celtics. I had Dallas last night plus 7. I guess no dog has lost and covered the spread going back to like 2019 or something in the NBA playoffs. Have you heard this stat?
No dog has lost and covered the spread. That can't be right.
No, sorry, one. I got to look it up. I got to look it up. It's either favorite covers the spread or the dog wins on the money line. Basically, every game going back to 2019.
I see what you're saying. Essentially, it's my NFL thing where I say the spread only comes into play 17% of the time. You're saying in the NBA playoffs, for spanning back 3 years, it hasn't happened once?
I believe that's what I saw. I'm quoting something I believe I read earlier. I gotta look it up.
Jeff Parlay whispering wild bloodletting in my ear. It's kind of gross. He's saying that it could be in closeout games. Might you have misread that?
I can look it up. I can send it to you right when we finish.
We'll do a little fact check on that. Okay.
But yeah, that's the thing. I don't bet a ton of NBA. I was even talking. I did a podcast with Rob Pozzola this week. I was calling myself the world's worst NBA bettor.
Please tell Rob I said hello. I met Rob at BetBash 2, a couple months back. Okay, so let me ask you this now. We did my normal Q1 MLB derivative show, which I do with Borchard, base winner. Q1, Q2, Q3 of every baseball season. That's our thing that we do. And I'm going through, you know, we added, you know, because EV Analytics keeps up with these first five inning run line bets, which is a fascinating thing. And, you know, if we go through, if a quick glance at that shows up to date that there are some huge outliers, right? It's actually pretty interesting that the Tampa Bay Rays, 10.1 units to the positive. You've bet them five inning run lines every single game this year, favorite or dog. Houston Astros actually number one, 10.8 units to the positive. But to the negative, there's these, I mean, it's a massive breakout. As much as I say, you know, ever widening chasm between the haves and the have nots in baseball, the first five inning run line market specifically might be the widest in betting. The Tigers are 15.15 units in the red first five run line. The Phillies, minus 13.1 units first five run line. No surprise, the A's also minus 11.4. The Cleveland Guardians, minus 11.7. I guess the question for you is, have you ever made a first five run line wager?
The only time I do first fives, I've talked about it before. If I like a side in the total, I might do those parlays I like, where I parlay the first five with the full game money line or with the full game total, and then I flip those around. But some books don't let you do that. Apparently.
Yeah,
I've never had a problem doing that offshore. But apparently that's not a thing at a lot of legal books.
No, it's not a thing. Repeat for everybody what it is. It's a first five side and a full game total.
So if I line up on a side and a total occasionally, and usually it's when I have a dog on the money line, I'll bet the full game money line and the F5 side on the total. You know, so if I like the dog and the over, I'll bet, you know, full game money line over on the F5, and then I'll take the F5 money line and the full game over. You usually get some good odds if you parlay those, especially with dogs. But apparently you can't do that at legal books. I've never run into this problem offshore.
Well, you've texted me when you've made those plays before, and I'm always fascinated. No, you don't have a problem doing it offshore. I'll tell you how messed up it is on some of the legal books. Their app will allow you to do some stuff, some interesting baseball bets combination wise is like, I don't know if it's specifically the one you're talking about, but if you the app allows you to do it, and then I know of people who have gotten scolded by the book for having done so, And the response is, but your app lets me do it. And they're like, yeah, don't do that again. So that's how messed up it is. It's really ridiculous because the technology, they can't figure out a way to get their technology to prevent you from doing it, and yet you're getting scolded for having done so. It's weird.
Yeah,
it's
weird. You know what I'd tell that person?
Oh, I think I'd.
You'd have to bleep it on air, but that's what I'd tell.
They'd get a strong talking to or a strongly worded email from Jason. That's for sure. All right, what do you have in baseball today? What'd you bet?
You got the Braves. Braves minus 126. They're leading Major League Baseball in one category right now, I think, and that's striking out. But Ian Anderson minus 136. That's my number. It's my only side today, actually.
Just the Braves.
Just Braves. One of those days. One of those days. I had Dodgers under 10 overnight with Tony Gonsolin pitching. He's one of my Cy Young picks, actually, at 100-1, but he got moved to tomorrow. I pulled up that NBA stat. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, please.
It's from a dude I follow on Twitter, Cleve TA. Oh, I think his name's Tariq. Yeah, he's a pretty
Cleve
sharp
TA.
Dude.
Very sharp.
He says, time to dust this off. The winner of 20 straight NBA playoff games have also covered the spread. No favorite has won but not covered since Game 4 of Grizzlies Golden State series. 75-9, 89% of games, including the play-in games this year, have been picked the winner, and they cover. Dog money line or favorite minus points has been money.
So since the Grizzlies Warriors, not since 2019 though, this streak has been alive.
20 straight games. I don't know why I picked 2019. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Thank you, Jason. Always great talking to you. Todd Wishnev.
Thanks for having me. Talk to you next week.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data. The betting splits page will show you where the money and bets are moving for every game, and now it's updated every 10 minutes, so you can see changes in all the action. You'll be able to see where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits, yet another way that VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at vsin.com. It's Gil Alexander, Jeff Parlay here as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we have not had the pleasure of having this gentleman on our show in quite some time. He is the star of Showtime's docuseries Action and also the star of the Megapod, the Beating the Book podcast Megapod during football season. One of the stars, I should say. It's our own Todd Wishnev. How you doing, Toddy?
What's up, Ice Gilly Gilly Ice?
How you doing, man? Oh, you got a haircut, too. I went in and said, give me the Kelly Bidlin. Well, you were shorn pretty close, too. What's happening?
Oh, well, I'm out there playing tennis every day, and it's starting to get hot, so I like to be aerodynamic.
You and aerodynamic you are. No one can beat the drop shot of Todd Wishnev. Nobody.
No, it is artistic. I played a guy today who actually was really a real player, almost like Ben,
Wilson?
You watched last. Yes, yeah. Almost like Ben Wilson. I mean, this guy had topspin galore, and I was hanging with him. I lost 6-7, 3-6. So oh. I was in there.
So,
I was in there.
So can I? People are interested in this kind of thing. You have been very open about your weight loss gain, your weight gains, and your weight losses. You had been losing weight when we last saw you. Then you gained a whole bunch back. Now you're back to losing.
Yes, I was 304.6. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What's your question? Go ahead. Give us the stats.
I was 304.6 on April 30th, which is about 27 days ago. And today I'm 281. So I'm dropping rapidly because I'm, watching what I'm eating. I'm eating only 1,500 calories a day, all really clean calories. And I've been playing tennis. So obviously, if you do that, if you execute that plan, you're going to lose weight. And I have been. I actually bet our friend Steve Fezzik at any time between now and next year, May 12th, if I can weigh less than him, I put up 3,000, he put up 9,000, and I'm going to take him down because he doesn't understand who he's dealing with.
Oh, love this. You told me about it, but you didn't flesh it out for me.
Well, he was 229. So, he was 229 when we started. I was already 289 because I was already down 15 pounds. But he was 60 pounds ahead of me, and I bet him that any time between now and May 12th of next year – that I would weigh less than him. Now, if we both get to 180, it's a push. But if I get below him at any time in the next year, he loses 9,000 to my 3,000. If I don't,
this
he wins three times.
This is awesome. And say it again. You don't. He does not know who he's dealing with in this. In this
particular. He doesn't. No. He's. No. You know. Steve is very, very, very clever guy.
He is
very clever. Sometimes yes. clever by a half. And I think in this case he might have out-clevered himself. But we'll see.
Okay,
we'll see.
We'll see.
You know, I'm a big talker too.
I would actually like to participate in this by proxy. Like I'm actually going to try to beat you down there as well myself. How about that?
Well, he asked me. Well, that's not going to happen. But he asked me to.
He asked me to ask you.
What are the chances of me getting to 200?
200 is going to be tough for you, Todd. But yeah, here's the thing: the more I say it's going
to
be tough.
Would you like to place any money? Would you like?
I knew this was coming. Can I just answer it without you challenging me on something?
No, you can't.
I think 200. Here's what I want for you, and I'm going to speak for Jeff, who's your friend too. Mm-hmm. Parlay will co-sign on this. We all love you. We want you to be healthy. And so I just want to – last thing on this because I want to get to your baseball thoughts here, but your baseball betting thoughts. When you get down and then you have the urge to eat again and then it becomes uncontrollable, can you describe to us what's rattling around in your head when that happens and why you struggle with that so much? And I'm being serious here. I'm trying to have a serious moment.
If you want to get down into real seriousness, it's a psychological issue. It's a, you know, physical issue. There's a lot going on there. But, you know, if, you know, it's not like I try harder on when I'm not trying, supposedly. You know what I mean? So I think there's a lot more to peel back the onion on this that we could talk about for a long time.
It's a whole different show,
But yeah, I mean, I did go for 2.5 years at one point with a very strict program and a cheat day once a week. So I could maybe institute that if I get low again. We'll see.
Okay. Best part of this has been you saying there's no chance. There's no chance that I can do this. Okay.
Oh, no. You're dead in the water.
So 3,000. You've got 3,000 on the line. Steve Fezzik has 9,000. Steve Fezzik, back-to-back Super Contest winner back in the day.
Yes.
He's got 9,000 on the line. If at any point during the next calendar year or May of next year, you get below his weight, you win the 9,000. If you both get to 180, was it? 189?
Right. If we both get to 180, then it's a push. Okay. As long as he stays below me, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
For the year.
All right. Well, Todd, again, just be healthy, man. Stay down there when you get there, okay?
I hope so.
The up and down Luther Vandross thing is not a good thing, as you know.
It's rough.
All right.
It's rough.
You're an in-game baseball bettor. You're an in-game bettor of many sports, and we love having your insights. What can you sort of say? The first quarter of the baseball season is now in the books. What have you noticed that has behaved differently this year? Maybe it's about the run environment, or is there no real change from last year to this year in what you do?
Well, no. I mean, obviously there was no hitting early, so that was a big issue. You know, the no hitting early. But now that they've adjusted down, the hitting has started to come. So now you're seeing like the spring back effect. You know, I did a little look at a couple of teams on the sixth inning and onward. I know you enjoyed that last time.
Yes.
When we talked about that.
This is great. Yes.
I picked a couple teams that I thought would be interesting to look at and you know, just from what I have been watching. And I picked the Phillies first because I know the Phillies bullpen is just if you watch the games on a daily basis, you know it's a disaster. Would you like to know what the Phillies are from the sixth inning on this year, both home and away?
Please.
Would you like to know what that is?
Please, yes.
Okay, well, from the sixth inning on, the Phillies, and I believe, I haven't checked the standings lately, but what are the Phillies? They're about a 500 team, right? Let's check the standings real quick here. Regular season standings are for the Philadelphia Phillies for this year. They are 21-24. Okay, so they're slightly below 500. Their sixth inning and on record, just stuff that happened from the sixth inning and on. At home, they are a moribund 6-11-7. So they're getting, you know, they're losing almost 2 out of every 3 games from the sixth inning on at home.
Excellent use of moribund, by the way.
And on the road, they're 6-9-5, which is also terrible because oftentimes you bat 4 times versus 3 times to a home team who's leading you. So they're 6-9-5 on the road as well. So that just tells you, hey, if you thought the Phillies bullpen was bad, and I do, and now you look at these numbers, you got to say, wow. You got to be very careful with the Phillies late in games, which means if you have the Phillies, you might want to look at hedging, if they're up, and, you know, you just want to really be careful with the Phillies late innings.
Are they the worst, or are they just the team that most people consider good that really does stink after the fifth?
I haven't done all the teams yet. Yeah. I can get back to you on the once I do all the teams, okay. But I have a feeling they're in the bottom quadrant.
So again, let's just put this in context. So what we're talking about here is in-game, what they've done in-game wise post fifth inning. And so I guess the question for you is, that's what's happened. Do you believe this to be predictive moving forward for bettors?
I mean, unless they get a better bullpen, but I watch the games every night, and their bullpen is the absolute train, wreck. I mean, I had the Mets one time when they were down 7-1 against the Phillies, and they came back in the in the ninth inning and took them out.
Mets have done it multiple times this year, late rally. So maybe
they took the lead against the Giants the other day, down 6, and then blew that game.
Trust me, so I know.
Okay, so what's a team that you right off the top of your head think has a good bullpen?
What's a team that is good? I mean, the Yankees.
Okay, well, I'm talking National League. I'm sorry.
Oh,
National
sorry. Let's go with the Padres.
Okay, well, the Padres bullpen isn't as good as the team that I'm talking about, but how about the Brewers?
Okay.
Do you think the Brewers have a good bullpen? Setup guys and Josh Hader.
Josh Hader.
So their record from sixth inning on is very interesting as well. At home, they're 8-5-7 from the sixth inning on. So that's pretty good. That pretty just goes with what they are. But remember, at home, you only bat 3 times versus the other team batting 4 times, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the road, though,
your mom's
they
tall.
Are a gargantuan. Sorry about that.
It's your mom.
On the road, my mom's out of town. Oh. The on the road, they are a gargantuan. Jeff Farley loves that. On the road, they are a gargantuan 15-5-4. 15-5-4 at home.
Wow.
I mean, I'm sorry, on the road. And that's when they're going to bat 4 times with their bullpen. They're winning 3 out of every 4 games and tying 4 others. That's pretty outstanding. And it makes sense because, they've got a good bullpen. Now, another team that I wanted to take a look at, just because I thought they're such a wacko.
We got 30 seconds, Todd, so go ahead.
Okay, I'll give you one last team that is kind of interesting. I gave you one on the bad, one on the good, and now one that's kind of weird. The Rockies. The Rockies at home are 12-9-4 from the sixth inning on. On the road, 4-11-3.
Interesting.
They're horrendous on the road, and that makes sense because, remember, the Rockies usually never hit on the road. They're not hitting on the road. Their bullpen's bad. Boom.
Todd, it's great to see you. We will be tracking your bet with Fezzik over the next 11 months. Maybe we'll get Fezzik and you both on at the same time for a little mono.
He's going down, and I will tell you this. I will mock you mercilessly if I get thinner than you.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The VSiN Summer Special is here for only $39. You get everything VSiN has to offer from now to the end of July and the next few months, filled with the best betting content in the business right here at VSiN.com. And subscribers will have access to all of it, including Adam Burke's daily MLB Best Bets, Jonathan Von Tobel with Best Bets all the way through the NBA Finals, Andy McNeil breaking down all the action on the ice all the way through the Stanley Cup Playoffs, lots of NFL preseason coverage when that time comes, not to mention continued Best Bets and premium articles covering golf, UFC, USFL, and NASCAR. If you want the full VSiN experience, which features a daily Best Bets email, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, use of our betting tools, and a live video stream whenever you want it, the cost is only $39 to be a subscriber through July 31st. Sign up now at VSiN.com/summer. We get tweets at Beat of the Book from Dave A. Did you make a big pun reference earlier? What is this world coming to? Oh, dude, Dave A., you have no idea. You have no idea my big pun knowledge. 90s R&B, me and you, mano a mano, I'll destroy you. This is from Degenerate Distributions. My husband keeps giving me weird looks as I walk around the house yelling, Zapata Miralles, every time he's close to breaking Isner. It's our first tennis bet of the morning. It was on Bernabe Zapata Miralles, who won the first set against John Isner, lost the first set against the hard-serving American. And right now we are on. Oh, we got 3 break points, 3 set points, 3 set points. Zapata Miralles now to win the second set in the best of 5. We got him as a +158 dog, close to +120-ish. Come on, man. Come on, Bernabe. Ladies and gentlemen, it's this time of the week where we go slow jamming with Vinny Maliulo. with his own intro music. Oh, yeah.
Slow
jamming with Vinny. Vinny, how you doing, man?
I'm good, and I'm chuckling because I don't. Does everybody see this?
Well,
other,
no.
This
we, other? Okay, so
we're gonna get to that.
So let me set this up.
Okay.
So Vinny, you and I have known each other what?
Oh,
74 years now.
At least.
Okay.
I might bet the over, but go ahead.
Okay. So you know I love you, man. I give you a hard time about tennis. You know, not being up here till the quarters. You know, we go back and forth, but you don't take me to the Italian American restaurant, the club there. Yeah, that's okay. I don't hold it against you. I still love you. But there's something I didn't know,
mm-hmm.
and apparently everybody else did. And mm-hmm. I'd like to can we put this up on the screen here, ladies and gentlemen? This is this was in the Las Vegas Review Journal some years ago. Apparently,
mm-hmm.
one day when Vinny Maiolio was pumping gas, self serve, mm-hmm. somebody took a photo of you.
Yeah.
Now, this is without your consent.
Yes, this is very true. And this particular photo has appeared from time to time in the Las Vegas Review Journal. I'm the representative for the disgusted public for gas prices. Now, they haven't run it recently. That's a previous vehicle. Clearly, I was under surveillance.
Previous vehicle, he feels the need to say.
No, because I can tell. I know this is because this picture pops up from time to time. I'm now a file photo for the Las Vegas Review Journal.
By the way, Zapata Miralles wins the third set. There you go. Up 2-1. Let's go, baby. So I have a couple questions about this.
Yeah.
I have a couple questions about this. One, you look very concerned about the price that's coming up.
No, disgusted
screen.
Is a better word.
Yeah.
And this was a couple of years ago, so yeah.
And two, who backhands the gas pump, Vinny?
That's
who
right.
does that?
You
who
notice
goes
it?
Back
by
and
way,
pumps their
by the
gas
way,
like
but
you're
But you check
doing?
It out. And it's not all four fingers. It's not four fingers either. You got the thumb the right way.
Parlay, have you ever backhanded self-serve in the gas? Who does this?
Well, keep in mind here, New Jersey's one of the two states that still doesn't let you pump
your
own
allowed.
Gas.
Yeah. You're not
even
allowed.
Though that is, even though I'm not sure if Oregon actually
that's why
got
I guess
rid of that
up on the other side of the river.
But I have never, for what it's worth, I've never seen that from anyone other than that
that's
picture
right.
of Vinny.
It's a trademark.
Let me ask you this: I'm here with the Hall of Famer, by the way, Vinny Maiolio. Vinny. When you get inducted to the Hall of Fame along with my mishpucha, Chrissy Andrews, this in the Sports Betting Hall of Fame this summer,
yes.
do you have someone intro you? Is that like the NFL does, you know, where you get to pick someone to intro you?
Well, it's a great question because, someone typically does that. But okay. I'm also the is MC this, of the...
you are.
Yeah.
But the person who intros you, is this going to come up? Would it be like...
It could. There's a lot of... Anything's possible to come up, Gil.
All of your sports betting accolades and then... And also stock footage of self-serve pumping gas around the nation. Vinny Joe Maiolio.
I'm the man of the people, Gil. Look at my expression in this picture. It speaks to all of our...
Seriously, the last thing about
sentiment
this.
About
does
this.
Does it bother you that this is out there and there's nothing you can do about it?
No, it's... Well,
are you getting paid?
Could be worse. Getting paid for what?
That's what I mean.
What? I want to get paid by Chevron. That's what I want to get paid
don't
by.
Don't you... Do you feel used? Do you feel dirty by
no,
this?
No, I don't. I feel like I said, if... again, I want to send this to the this was the previous administration. I want to really send it. If I want to get like a Zoom for the current one, I mean, just to say, what, are you kidding me with this with these prices?
I would just love the
I got to tell you, we have a far better straddle on our prices. We have less VIG than the gas companies, right? I think everybody would agree with
I'm sure the photographer was like, get this dude backhanding his gas.
Is that
pump.
Great?
Yeah.
That's a great technique, though. You got to try it sometime.
Phenomenal. All right, Vinny.
By the way, notice, too, it's with the left hand.
I am noticing.
Okay.
Everything about it is off. Vinny Maiolio, I had no idea. We showed you on David Letterman, that I knew about, but this I never knew about.
Yeah, it's God knows what I'm gonna. Who knows where I'm gonna show up? You ever seen a movie that Woody Allen movie Zelig?
Oh yes,
where he's like everywhere.
Yes.
in history.
Yeah,
yeah. By the way, you made wait. Hold on, I gotta say.
Turning the tables. Here we go.
No. Yeah. Well, not turning the tables. You made a comment. I just want to address it. About the Italian America.
Yes.
When can you go?
Anytime you want.
Well, you do your show. What time you're done at 7 at night?
It is a so that show does just ruin my.
Well, I'm just saying. Is it what time you're off at 7?
Off at 7.
I'm going tonight. So.
Well, my brother's in town, so I can't go tonight.
Oh, well, I got to check your schedule now.
I mean, maybe some notice.
Let me check with your people. Parlay, check it. Get his Jeff, upcoming June
Jeff
schedule.
Jeff had a deep cleaning yesterday at the dentist, so he's bloodletting. So go easy on him.
Okay. I think we've stopped. By the way, I think we've successfully had it stop, which is good.
I won't
faint in the middle of this program.
So let me give a little advice because we're talking about two things here. Uh-huh. All right, we're talking about we got restaurants.
Yeah.
And we got the dentist.
Yeah.
So there's a complete opposite here for this very important reason. And the important reason is, and I used to go over this with Brent Musburger, who, by the way, has just had a birthday.
Happy birthday to Brent again. Yesterday, right?
So, you know, Brent and I spent a couple of sessions at the desk here over the years. So we used to talk about restaurants. I said, listen, you always have to go to a restaurant where the owner is in action. Because then you know the games of relevant, of importance, they're going to be on. They're going to be on TV. Not so with the dentist. You have to find a dentist that is not a sports fan. And I tried to explain this to how long was your cleaning?
Are you doing shtick here, Vinny?
I'm just telling. This is a fact.
We're doing an homage to the Krakenberger hour right now.
That's right.
I was in the chair for over
2 hours yesterday.
You were in for what?
For a deep cleaning.
I told
him. It's been a very long time since I had a cleaning.
Vinny, I told him, rookie move. Don't ever do the deep cleaning.
My teeth, other than the one that was bleeding up until about an hour ago, my teeth feel great. They look good.
Your teeth bleeding before you went in?
Of course not.
Jeff keeps pounding home the point that his teeth look good.
Your teeth look great.
Yeah.
Much better than they did before.
Let me tell you, you go to the dentist.
Again, I'll be the judge of that.
You can't go to the dentist. He's got, you can't see his forearms because they're buried in your face.
Yeah.
All right, and then he's starting to tell you know who his favorite team is and who do you like and things like. Forget it. You can't because he's gonna know where you work, and there were no references about point spreads or anything.
No, nothing. Just straight to business, Vinny.
Oof, even scary.
Imagine how long I would have been in the chair if we had references.
You might still be there.
I might still be exactly.
Vinny, can I ask you a sports betting question?
Please.
The NBA playoffs have been a disaster from an entertainment standpoint. Has that affected? It has to have affected the handle here in recent days, right?
Not as much as you would think, because
really?
I think what we're seeing is a commitment by bettors just steamrolling once. Not as much two-way action as we would like, obviously.
Yesterday it was all Celtics money.
All Celtics the other day.
All Warriors last night.
Warriors last night. For the most part.
Okay,
you know?
I can see that.
So I think it's not.
So are you getting massive Celtics money tonight as well?
So far, I mean, it's still
one-way traffic.
We're going to need the heat tonight. There's no doubt. I was on yesterday with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher, and I just told him, I said, look, we're gonna need the Mavs for a big number, and it's certainly it's kind of played out that way, So it has not impacted.
You think here at the South Point, if it's a Warriors Celtics series, you think the Warriors will get, because of regional bias, will get most of it?
I think with that matchup. First of all, that's the matchup that'll do more business. I think there's more of a likelihood of two-way action in that series.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vinny Maiolio, everybody. Slow jamming with Vinny. A talent of many, many sorts we're learning on the show. More with Vinny. On the other side, Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports betting's premier loyalty program featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks. When you wager on the BetMGM app, sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, as always, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Skill Alexander, we get tweets at Beating the Book. I'm like, what are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at a tweet.
Oh,
are you going to read it?
I don't know. I haven't gotten there yet. This is from Bill Hooker. Maybe Jeff should give up the red man. Jeff, you're being accused of getting gingivitis from tobacco chewing. What do you have to say about that?
Oh, again, and for the 1,000th time of being accused of doing some sort of tobacco, that accusation is entirely false. Mm,
so you say.
Thousands of times.
Doug Wedge, a deep cleaning is crucial.
This is crazy.
You ever see the stuff that collects under your couch? It's like that. Get up in them gums. Apologize, Doug, if I gave
That's
bad
awesome,
advice
Doug.
Earlier. Apologize for that.
That's great.
Let's see. Johnny Ringo, disservice to the listeners if you don't ask about French Open handle. Hey, Johnny, apparently you're new around here. Vinny, hey, what's your French Open handle? It's zero, Gil, because I haven't put up the plays
ask
yet.
Ask me when the quarters get here, Johnny.
Johnny, trust me, man. It's my Mein Kampf.
Johnny knows.
Johnny.
He knows.
All right, Vinny. You know, Vinny, if they build it, they will come. If you build it, they will come.
Oh, rest in peace, Ray Liotta.
Hey, Ray Liotta passing away at 67. Way to deflect off the "if you build it, they will come."
I'm just telling you.
Yeah, but was he in that movie? No. Was Ray Liotta in that movie?
Field of Dreams?
Yeah, he was. Oh, yeah, he was.
He was Shoeless Joe.
He was Shoeless Joe. Of course he was. Ray Liotta was Shoeless Joe. I, of course, immediately go to Goodfellas, but you're right. He was Shoeless Joe as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Yeah. He was in another really good gambling. He was a degenerate gambler in a movie called Phoenix.
Oh.
Good.
67 years of age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
May he rest in
Very
peace.
Very sad.
Pick some great movies to be in, that's for
sure.
Yeah,
for sure, buddy. Yeah, he did.
All right. So, obviously no French Open handle, Johnny Ringo. So NBA playoffs, we talked about that. Let me ask about the NFL for a second.
Mm-hmm.
You have week one lines up, right?
Yes.
What's that? I've asked you this before, but I'm curious. We talked, Will Hill was on yesterday. He talked about taking Carolina plus the points. Because of the Deshaun, partially because that number's not going to get any worse, so it's a numbers play. Have you found that game has gotten more handle than any of the others?
No, not just yet, but I could see it coming in all likelihood. I would agree with Will on that. 4.5, you'll probably see Panthers money. Doesn't look like – I don't know, I guess – Mayfield is still a question mark as well, right?
If we don't know which team he's going to play
for.
Which
he's
going to
play
for,
which
team.
But if he's in that game, is it really, again, the injury he had.
In that conversation I had with Will, one of the things that came up, which he brought up and I think is 100% right, is because we talk about it on primetime all the time, Matt Brown, Kelly Bidlin, and I, which is sports betting has gotten to this point where we saw this in the last NFL season. We've had an injury idea for like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of the week. And it's like then the public all of a sudden wakes up, right? And then it moves on news that we already knew. And so with the Deshaun Watson thing,
right,
you can kind of anticipate, right, that there's going to be a suspension of some sort. We can debate how long. But the likelihood of him playing game one is slim to none.
But the other part about the Deshaun Watson aspect is he hasn't played for a year,
right?
So was he going to be that much of a factor? I mean,
I think so.
I'm not saying he's not.
I hear what you're saying.
I mean, what are you going to get in that first week? I will tell you this about that game. That game is strictly a play on the number. It's not as
100%.
Though people are playing the Panthers because the Panthers are.
Well, they're playing the number because they think the Deshaun thing will happen.
And if it does happen, but I don't think Mayfield, let's say Mayfield plays in that game.
He could play for either team in that game.
He could.
Yes.
He could, right? But if he plays for the Browns in that game, would you say 4.5 is the right number? That's the ultimate. That's the other question. Right? I mean. I don't know.
I don't know how different it is, to be quite honest with you.
So,
yeah.
But so it's if it's 4.5 with Watson and it's 4.5 with Mayfield, if Mayfield plays, and he's going to have a chip on his shoulder if he does play, right? Let's face it. But
he's got a perma chip on his shoulder. Yeah.
Pump, pump.
Yeah. No, seriously, but, he does. He's just
but the
like
games,
constantly.
The two games, there are two games that have gotten more plays so far. It's the Dolphins at home against the Patriots, laying 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
And
people love a 2.5, don't they?
The Buccaneers on Sunday night against the Cowboys in Dallas.
When are your college football games of the year coming out? Oh, Vinny's prepared. Look, he's got the scribblings of a madman on that page. What do you got there?
This is Chrissy Andrews and my this is our analytics. our handwritten analytics. I was with Chris yesterday. So today we'll put up week one. I think there are some week ones out there. So we're going to put up week one today, Gil. And then we've got the matchups. Chrissy put the matchups up. I'm going to look at, and then I'm going to make numbers, give them to him. You know, we do it separate. But sometime within the next couple of weeks, we'll put up games of the year. Yeah,
and those do very well for you guys. Tradition here.
People love the games of the year more so than week one, and more so than regular season wins. And then Chris will put it out there. He'll say, "Listen, this is the date they're going to be released, so folks, you know, can make arrangements if they so choose."
Because of the pandemic, you all sort of. You ad-libbed and you did regular season conference
wins.
That going to be a holdover, or is that just going to be?
It may be, Gil, and not, you know, obviously with the COVID situation, because there were games. Were they going to make them up if they were non-conference games? I don't know. People liked it, actually. They liked the conference games aspect because, when you have conference, when you put up totals, regular season wins. They have to play every game, and not every game was likely going to be made up if it was a non-conference game. So, is COVID gone? No, I mean there'll probably be some kind of holdover or whatever. But I think people liked it. I think they liked comparing, season, regular season, any place that had the entire season total compared to the conference.
Exception of a few marquee, huge marquee national matchups, it typically will come down to the conference games anyway. In college football.
Exactly. So, but I think so the sequence will be week one, and then Chris will decide which date will formally release the games of the year, and we're working on them now. And, Then he'll say, "Okay, this is the date, so make your plans accordingly if you so choose."
Last thing, we have a couple minutes.
Yeah,
obviously we're just off the PGA. Justin Thomas's amazing win in the final round there with a tremendous comeback, winning in a playoff. But obviously the Masters, in terms of majors preceding that, is there a better? You know, I always say golf is the sport most ripe for a betting revolution. On the other hand, I think about how well you guys must do. From your side, it's something like the Masters, which you book all winter long.
Yeah, 9-10 months.
People have a million bets on it.
Yeah.
Is golf like a sneaky, unbelievable sport for you guys to book?
When you say...
Just in other words, you make out better. Like, because we, listen, on this network, we always are talking about golf, right? Uh-huh. There's a lot of shows that we have a dedicated podcast to golf. The greatest golf betting show there ever was, Long Shots with Brady and Wes. And everybody's got all their outrights. They've got all their top 10s. They got 20s. Matt and Kelly on Primetime Action. And it just occurs to me that you guys must love booking that sport.
Well, there was a time when, and Jimmy Vaccaro talks about it a lot, where Tiger just killed the books. Okay, but he also created so much interest in the sport. I'd say overall we do well because it's it's such a big field, so it's a future book. Although a couple of weeks ago, the week before the PGA, trying to remember, it was a 40-1 shot that came in, and we got popped on it pretty good. We had, it was that week where it was Derby Day.
Give me the top three. Oh yeah, by the way, that's another thing. How weak is your Belmont? Oh, it's all pari-mutuel again, so it doesn't matter.
Sorry.
All right, so football still king for you guys then?
Oh, there's no question. College NFL. And pro football. Yeah.
What's the sport we wouldn't be thinking about though that's better for you guys than most? Isn't it golf?
Golf is good. Hockey's is good as well. Okay. Yeah.
All right, Vinny Maiolo, everybody.
Good to be the house.
Your self-serve backhand gas pumper, Vinny Maiolo. Thank you, Vinny. Thank you to all. Good luck with all your bets. Let's go Zapata Miralles. Lombardi Line is next. Enjoy.